So, wahrscheinlich, ihr habt die verschiedensten Erfahrungen mit der Schrift. Wie war das in eurer Gruppe? Haben schon viele Leute mit Ungläubigen in der Bibel gelesen?
I suppose you have very diverse experiences with Scripture, so in your group, have many of you had the experience of reading the Bible with non-converted people?
Oder habt ihr mehr mit den Leuten was von aus der Bibel erzählt, als es mit ihnen zusammen zu lesen?
Or have you rather told people about the Bible instead of reading the Bible with them?
Wie sah das bei euch aus in den Gruppen?
So, how did it go in your groups? So in our group, I'd say about half the people have the experience of having read at some time at least the Bible with their friends. And the general tendency was that it was felt easier to read the Bible in a group of friends than instead of reading the Bible one-on-one with one unbelieving companion.
Ja, der Grund kann dafür sein, dass man das einfach nicht so oft erlebt. Ja. Das Gruppenbibelstudium, da ist man da dabei gewesen, man hat das Vorbild. Wenn einer allein mit seinem Freund liest, da bist du ja nicht dabei und deswegen kannst du es nicht am Vorbild lernen.
The reason for that is probably if you have a group Bible study, you can sit in there as an apprentice and learn from the more experienced brother. But in one-on-one, you don't have any example, so you're on your own and you cannot learn all that much except from your own mistakes.
War das in den anderen Gruppen auch so, oder?
Would that have been the same in the other groups?
Natürlich wäre es ziemlich interessant zu hören, welche Kapitel ihr genommen habt in Johannes.
Of course it would have been quite interesting what chapters you've chosen in the Gospel of John.
Ja, wer hat Kapitel 4 genommen? Welche Gruppen haben Kapitel 4 genommen?
Who did decide on chapter 4? Chapter 4 and a half, what's that? An apocryphal book in between 4 and 5. Okay, chapter 4 without the well, the fountain. Why? Answer, because it was shorter.
Okay. Welche anderen Kapitel? Kapitel 1? Wer hat Kapitel 1?
What are the chapters? Which one? Let's choose chapter 1.
Das waren viele.
Okay, many.
Und dann, was waren andere Kapitel, die ihr benutzt habt?
Other chapters.
Kapitel
10, the Good Shepherd.
Ja.
Return, the Good Shepherd. 3.
3 über die Wiedergeburt, aha.
The country of the tricolory, of course, 3.
Die Brotvermehrung in Kapitel 6.
Chapter 6, 1 to 15, the feeding of the 5,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, und
Chapter 21, 1 to 14.
Gut. Ich meine, die erste Frage ist einfach, was sehen wir hier über den Herrn Jesus?
So the first question is not all that difficult. What does it reveal to us about Jesus' identity?
So, die Frage ist, das Schwierigere ist für uns, welche Fragen können wir stellen, damit die ungläubigen Freunde selbst entdecken, was es über den Herrn Jesus sagt?
What is more difficult is, what questions might you or might we ask that our friends discover for themselves who Jesus is?
So, seid ihr durch diesen Versuch eher ermutigt oder niedergeschlagen?
Were you either encouraged or maybe you've been depressed by trying to find a question for yourself? Huh? Very encouraged.
Andy ist sehr ermutigt.
Andrew is very encouraged. Very depressed. So far nobody got converted.
Wir haben euch schon gesagt, dass es einige Zeit dauern kann, Joseph. Es ist ein Prozess.
Okay, Joseph, I told you that it's a process and so it might take some time. Or
I forgot. Okay, ich möchte euch ermutigen hier. Man stellt Fragen und man überlegt sich die Fragen und man stellt die Fragen und ihr müsst einfach Erfahrungen sammeln. Ja, also redet einfach mit euren Freunden darüber und schlagt einen Vers auf oder ein Kapitel und sprecht darüber und Benutzt die Fragen, dann seht ihr, wie die Fragen verstanden werden und wie sie beantwortet werden.
Okay, I want to encourage you have to learning it by doing it. Just open the Gospel of John and use a chapter and use questions and you will see how your friends react and you'll be learning by that.
Ja, und ihr seht, was sie rausfinden.
And you will see for yourselves what do they find out.
Andreas, bitte.
We found out it would be very difficult for us to use the questions that Jim had suggested, for example, in his Portuguese Bible study in Brazil. What do you think on this paragraph, on this chapter? And so we found out this question might have been too complex. We'd rather decided to use shorter and more precise questions, for example, questions of observation. What do you see there?
Ja, das ist eine Möglichkeit. Gut.
Yes, that's one possibility. Good.
Das Problem kann sein, dass man sich dann in Details verliert.
The problem might be again on the other hand that you get lost in the details.
Also dann musst du einfach auswählen, was du erfragst, die Sachen einfach erfragen, die dich dann zu dem Ziel bringen, und das Ziel ist, dass sie helfen, was über den Herrn Jesus zu erkennen.
You have to choose what you're asking for, so you have to be very selective in using your questions. Use just such questions that lead you toward a goal, and the goal is always that they learn and get to know more about Jesus.
Das sollten Fragen sein, die sie beantworten können, entweder aus dem Text oder aus ihrer Erfahrung.
And there should be questions that they can answer either from the text itself or from their own personal experience.
Ja, Holger?
Next to quest of observation, we also, for example, we used the Gospel of John, where he talks about revelation, manifestation, but also communication. And so we used, for example, the question from their experience, like what happens if a communication breaks down within a marriage. And so through a question from personal experience, we came to the question of communication.
Okay, but this still, what questions did you use that might help them to understand these things about the Lord Jesus?
Okay, das welche Fragen man verwendet man, um den Herrn Jesus Christus kennenzulernen?
Habt ihr auch da Fragen gefunden?
Also nicht nur die Frage, not just a question about who Jesus is, but also to help people to see.
Nicht einfach nur Fragen über die Kommunikation in der Ehe, sondern Fragen, die dazu führen, dass sie was über den Herrn Jesus erkennen.
Das war seine Antwort.
Okay, gut.
Of course, Holger was saying that communication is very important. Jesus is the means of communication, and so like we need communication within marriage, we also need communication in our relationship to God, and Jesus is the communication of God toward us.
Thomas?
Mm-hmm. One also might ask a question sort of backwards, for example, what did the Pharisees not understand in this chapter or a section?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Sehr gut.
Bei dem Mann und nicht bei der Menschenmenge darum. For example, we had a section where Jesus is the nobleman's son, die Heilung von dem Synagogenvorsteher oder der Königsbeamte, der Nobleman. Okay, for example, they had the healing of the nobleman's son, And so our question was, what was Jesus' goal in healing that man? Did he just want to make the young man healthy again? Or what did Jesus aim at in healing the nobleman's son? What was his ultimate goal?
Also, ich möchte einen Vorschlag machen zu diesen Fragen.
One suggestion concerning these questions.
Ich habe festgestellt, mir scheint, dass es sehr fruchtbar war, was ihr da gemacht habt.
I have the impression that it was very fruitful what you've been doing here.
Ihr habt drum gekämpft, Fragen zu finden, und es ist sehr gut nachzudenken und das zu suchen.
You were struggling in trying to find questions, and it's very good to get this process going in our brains.
Und benutzt diese Fragen. Es wäre schade, wenn ihr es einfach aufgeschrieben habt und es jetzt nicht benutzt.
And use these questions. It would be a waste of time and energy if you'd have written down these questions and you would not use them later on in practice.
Was hast du gelernt, wie man Leuten hilft, den Herrn aufzunehmen? Wie bist du da vorgegangen?
What have you learned about how to help people to accept the Lord Jesus as Savior? And what was your procedure? How did you approach this?
Die Zeit war zu kurz und es hat sich niemand bekehrt. Das hat der Josef schon gesagt.
Time was short, as the Bible says. And nobody got converted, as Joseph says.
Thomas?
Man kann in der Bibel nachschauen, was dazu steht.
Wenn du aufschließt, hören.
Man kann in der Bibel nachschauen, was dazu steht. Weil der Kerkermeister stellt die wichtige Frage.
Thomas says, for example, we could look at the Bible, but the Bible says concerning these things, for example, the tailor.
Ihr habt überhaupt keine Zeit gehabt, darüber zu sprechen, oder?
We had no time to talk about that.
Tom.
Excellent. So in my evangelistic Bible study, I have the habit of inviting people, Christians, to give their testimony. And I tell them before, and please emphasize in your testimony the act of making your decision. For example, if we would use the jailer in Philippi, that he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ this very moment of the decision. And so in that sense also, people have to learn through hearing testimonies of others, how exactly was this done, making this specific decision.
Mm-hmm. Und dann forderst du die Leute auf, dass sie sich bekehren, oder lässt du es einfach dabei?
What do you after that? Do you then challenge people, now please get converted, or do you just leave them like that? Tom, just a minute. So what we do, of course, it is my duty, my job as a Bible study leader to have sort of an idea where the people stand and where they are on their way to Christ. But for example, take John chapter 10, the good shepherd and a door. Of course, I tell the people, well, there is a door, and you have to pass through this door. But it's up to you. You have to decide if you want to pass through it right now, or if you don't want to pass through it right now. But the final decision, of course, is up to them. I have more the tendency not to press them very hard. Kannst du weitermachen? Verbrannte Zettel, oder? For example, I invited a person from our church to give testimony, and he spoke of his experience. For example, as soon as he realized that he had to make a decision, then he told in his testimony also how he wrote down all the sins he was reminded, wrote them down on a piece of paper, and then confessed them one by one to the Lord Jesus, invited the Lord Jesus into his heart, and afterward he destroyed this piece of paper as a symbolic act of realizing now his sins are, you know, forgiven and done away with. And so this was a very practical example that could help as an example for other people. When I had the impression that somebody really understood what it was all about, then, well, I'll give you an example of Francis. I went with him to a restaurant and we took a beverage and asked him what he thought about all these things that we have been studying so far. And just to ask him to give a fair appreciation of himself, where he would stand himself right now, always taking care not to pressure him into taking a step that he is not ready to take. And so, anyway, and so on one hand, not to be pressured into making a decision, but also on the other hand, if he would feel that he would ready to take that step, then not to wait any longer and bother with questions about details, maybe this and this still has to be answered. No, then to take the step and make a decision.
Good.
An experience this brother would like to tell. Just go ahead. Patience.
He wanted to come to Christ.
Però non riusciva a fare questo passo.
But he couldn't do it alone.
così una mattina il fratello Salvatore ha capito che c'era una presenza occulta in questo.
So one morning the Ukrainian missionary understood there was some occult involvement.
Perché lui stava studiando per diventare il capo di una moschea.
Because this cantor was studying to become the leader of a mosque.
E così mi ha chiamato perché io stavo al banco di lì.
So the Ukrainian missionary called me, involved me because I was there also in the ministry.
E così io mi sono messo in primo.
I was praying.
Mentre Salvatore si faceva per questa esperienza, doveva confessare questa esperienza occulta.
Well, the Italian missionary was asked the contact to confess his occult.
E dopo circa due ore di tutto questo,
after about two hours,
lui ha avuto poi la forza di pregare per accettare il Signore Gesù.
He was able to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in his life.
E adesso sta camminando molto bene con il Signore.
And now he is walking with the Lord very well.
Allora l'esperienza del parto con la preghiera e la confessione.
So it's the experience of having a child with prayer and then.
Diese Erfahrung, in den Kindern ein Gebet gebetet zu haben und dann haben wir die Erfahrung erst später.
Unser Bruder war einige Jahre als Missionar in Albanien und Kosovo und er sagt, dass er dort mit einem Missionar zu tun hatte und ein Mann, der ungefähr 30 Jahre alt war, der hat schon 6 Monate mit denen die Bibel gelesen und er wollte gerne zum Herrn Jesus kommen, aber irgendwie ist es nicht gegangen. Also der hat es irgendwie nicht geschafft und es ist ihm nicht gelungen, sich zu bekehren. Und der Missionar hat irgendwie rausgefunden oder den Eindruck gehabt, da gibt es irgendwie okkulte Hindernisse oder Probleme aus diesem Bereich. Und er ist drauf gekommen, oder er hat diese Idee gehabt, weil sein Freund, der sich also bekehren wollte, der war drauf und dran, Leiter von einer Moschee zu werden und da waren einige okkulte Praktiken da mit einbezogen. Dann ist der Missionar zu mir gekommen und hat mich gebeten, dass ich doch irgendwie helfe. Und ich habe dann angefangen zu beten und habe diesen ganzen Prozess im Gebet begleitet, während der Missionar zu seinem Freund gegangen ist und hat den Freund aufgefordert, seine Sünden zu bekennen und das alles vor dem Herrn auszubreiten. Und es wäre irgendwie, war das so ein Gebetskampf, der 2 Stunden lang gedauert hatte. Ich betete daheim und die beteten dort. Und dann war dieser Mann in der Lage, den Herrn Jesus aufzunehmen und war irgendwie wirklich befreit. Und es war eine wunderbare Erfahrung für ihn. Und er geht jetzt mit dem Herrn Jesus und folgt dem Herrn Jesus nach. Also bei uns, wir hatten sozusagen diese Erfahrung, dass jemand den Herrn Jesus annimmt im Gebet als Kind. Aber wir haben das auch hier erlebt in dem Beispiel, das ich erzählt habe, dass jemand den Herrn Jesus im Gebet annimmt und durch Gebet als Erwachsener. War es richtig, Giorgio? Also da gibt es natürlich sehr viele subjektive Erfahrungen. Wenn ich
There's many subjective experiences.
Es gibt natürlich auch Fehler, die man machen kann in diesem Bereich.
Of course, there's many mistakes that we may commit in this area.
Aber wir sehen doch in der Schrift ganz deutlich, dass Menschen aufgefordert werden, den Herrn Jesus anzunehmen und dass wir ihnen irgendwie dabei helfen sollen.
Obviously, clearly in the scripture that people are to accept the Lord Jesus. And that we are to help them in accepting the Lord Jesus.
Das Problem bei uns ist manchmal, dass wir denken, oh, da kann man was falsch machen, dann machen wir es gar nicht.
Very often we are afraid of making a mistake, and instead of, in order to not to risk making a mistake, we don't do anything.
Möchte noch jemand was dazu sagen?
Anybody else who would like to comment? For me, that's somewhat new, you know, this Bible study, reading the Bible. I personally have had a privilege of being a helper in some people's lives, getting them converted.
You're a member of the Und weil verschiedene Stellen sagt, da muss ich schon behandelt, aber so viele Stellen, die waren, also jedes Bibelstudium, das ist mir neu. Ich habe immer eigentlich auf Gott vertraut, auf Gottes Geist, dass der den Menschen weiterführt. Und bei einigen oder mehreren oder vielen ist es Gottes Geist gelungen, die zum Leben zu
helfen. I personally also had some involvement in occult practices and things, but I just had the habit of telling people about my experience, how I got converted, and then just handed them over the Bible or a piece of scripture and just waited on the Lord to work in their lives. This is kind of new in that way, to systematically study the Bible with other people, and I'm glad that it works. But in my life, I have to say, oh well, the Lord just used that also, my testimony together with the Bible, because I believe on one hand, a river is also is always the purest and the cleanest at its very fountain. This is why I put the fountain into the hands of the people, so they can read it for themselves.
Wir wollen dann hier unser Tagesstudium beenden.
Here we would like to finish our day's study sessions.
Und ich möchte euch noch daran erinnern, dass wir uns morgen wieder treffen um 8:30 Uhr.
I'd like to remind you that we would like to come together here again tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Aber in die, nach der Mittagspause wollen wir uns schon um 14 Uhr treffen.
But after the noon break, lunch break, we would like to meet together again at 2:00.